In the middle of an earthquake, all is in divine order. In the middle of an earthquake, all is in divine order. No matter what the experience is that takes place in our life, we are always in charge. All is always in divine order. But we must make that claim for ourselves. We must make that recognition for ourselves. We cannot just sit back on our laurels and take it for granted. When anything comes to our attention, it's because we have not been taking things with responsibility. We have not been being in charge. We have not been taking responsibility. Now we can. We can take responsibility. When I am in the middle of an earthquake, I say all is in divine order. And here in Southern California, we have earth tremors from time to time. We're on a fault line that goes down to San Diego, down to Mexico. And there are many experiences that come along. And people in California are quite familiar with earthquakes. Just like people in Florida are quite familiar with hurricanes, and people in Minneapolis are quite familiar with tornadoes, and all over the world, various conditional experiences take place and people are familiar with them. And some people worry about them and some people just ride through them and take them and take whatever comes. But some people are very responsible and some people say all is in divine order. And some people, when they say all is in divine order, what they're doing is they're taking responsibility for the appearances that take place in their world. They're taking responsibility. They don't take that they own it or they want it or they need it, but they are always in charge. They know that of every experience that comes into their life, it's a cause that they have somehow put into motion. It's a condition that they have somehow brought to themselves by their thought. And they realize that it's important for them to take care of that type of thinking and to think beautiful thoughts, wonderful thoughts, thoughts of love, thoughts of awareness that all is in divine order. Now, I have been in many circumstances where life's elements were battering at my door. And as they were battering at my door, it was my privilege to either be frightened or to be in charge, to be aware, to be feeling that all is in divine order, or not. And I look at the wild wind blowing up in Minneapolis in the tornado times, in Wisconsin, going into the forest that was on fire to get pictures and to get reports of it. Of all these things, fearless, not fearless, because there's nothing to fear, and there's nothing less to fear, but going in there, surrounding myself by my pure white light of love, knowing that all is in divine order for me. You say, well, that's a reckless fool. That's a stupid jerk going in and in the middle of something rather than going away from it. Well, yes, we can go into it or away from it, or we can just ignore it. Now you say, well, now, people are going to call you a fool. People are going to call you crazy to say that you can ignore something like a flood or a hurricane or a tornado or an earthquake. You can't do that. And yet, people do that all the time. People live on the edge of a volcano that they know is active. They build whole cities there. People live on the edge of the ocean in California. And they live up in the cliffs. And the cliffs are always falling down into the ocean as the underground is unstable and as the earth tremor comes along and shakes the earth. And the edges of the overhangs, the edges of the cliffs, you might say, overlooking the ocean, fall into the ocean. And houses fall into the ocean. And houses sometimes fall half in, half out. They're hanging out. They're built out of concrete, and they're tucked into the land, and they're hanging out over nowhere. Now, why do people do that? Why is it that some people build their houses on the edge of the ocean, and nothing toward ever happens to them? nothing untoward ever happens to them because it's not in their consciousness. It's not in their attitude. Now, the real test comes, is it in your attitude or not? In other words, do you have an experience that takes place in your life that tells you that you were not in charge, you were not responsible, you did not take charge of that earthquake that came along? Well, in the middle of an earthquake, all is as much in divine order as not. Tornadoes sweep through villages and towns and countrysides, and they zigzag and they move here and there. Why is it they don't just run a straight course? Why is it that they zigzag around? It's the consciousness of the people who live there. You say, oh, come on now, that cannot be true. Yes, it is true. It is true. Research is done on that often because people want to figure out why their house was missed or why their house was hit and all the other houses around them were untouched. They want to know this. They want to know why. Well, we know why, don't we? We know that when you take charge and you say to yourself that all is in divine order, when you take charge of your life and your affairs and you say all is in divine order, then such it is. It doesn't really matter. I have been privileged. I've been near earthquakes and in virtually earthquakes several times. And each time, I was saying all is in divine order because each time I was practicing my positive thinking, my positive ideas, my positive attitudes, and each time wonderful things happened. Wonderful things happened, and the untouchability of such a thing had no power in my world. It had no power in my life. It had no power in anything that came my way. And this is true. Life has no power to do anything in your world other than what you want it to do. You can be really in charge. We have calls from our students in Florida and in the lower states there, and they call and say there's a tornado, hurricane coming, and they're right in the path of the hurricane, or they say they're near the hurricane, or they say they have friends living near the hurricane area, and we should treat for them and treat with them that all is in divine order. And we say, yes, we're happy to do that. You can do that all by yourself. Your treatment is equal to any demand you give it. Your treatment is equal to any command that you place in its stead. And you say, all is in divine order, and all is in divine order. Now, it's up to you. It's up to me. We can go around thinking that we'll get other people who are more powerful than we are to pray or to treat or to do something. And these people will put the right cause in motion to make our world in order. And that's not the case. In the middle of an earthquake, it's all up to you or I. It's all up to me. It's all up to me to say all is in divine order. It's all up to me who is recognizing that there is a condition to be responsible for, that there is an earthquake that I speak my word for and say all is in divine order now. Now. I don't wait until the earthquake strikes, or I don't wait until things happen. I sense it. I know it. I know better than any type of device or equipment that tells when an earthquake is going to happen. And I know in my heart. And so I prepare myself by saying, all is in divine order. Some people, they know, and they feel so intelligent that they know something is going to happen. But instead of saying, all is in divine order, they say, oh dear, oh dear. And because they say, oh dear, they have given up responsibility, they've given up mastership, they've given up control of any untoward experience that takes place in their life because they have said, it is a reality and I have no power over it. I have no power to say that it is all in divine order. I have no power. And you do. We do. We have. The very word that we speak, all is in divine order, puts it in divine order. It may not have been in divine, it's always in divine order, of course, but it may not have been our choice instantly before. But we put a new cause in motion. We put a different cause in motion. We put a cause in motion that we want to happen. And that cause that we put in motion that we want to happen happens. So many cases are written that go along with this and prove this. But we don't need to have other people tell us. We merely say to ourselves, all is in divine order now. And it is, no matter what it is. My bank account, all is in divine order. How about that? Ever thought of that? That could be an earthquake too, couldn't it? Yeah, So, my bank account, all is in divine order. My household, the children are running around like wild Indians. And we say, all is in divine order, and peace reigns. We don't do anything, we don't outwardly do anything, because outwardly we'll have to do it again and again and again. But inwardly, when we do it, it becomes a perpetual experience. All is in divine order. This day with me, claim, all is in divine order. Claim, all is in divine order. Claim, all is in divine order for every area of your life. Whether it be the grandiose earthquake, volcano, flood, tornado, hurricane, no matter what it may be, you say, all is in divine order, and all is in divine order, because your word is the power of your experience, and it's up to you to enjoy or not, according to your choice. Your word is the power of your experience. And let it be, all is in divine order now. I love you. I love you. I love you.